I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield from the First Baptist Church in Chittenango, and I have the privilege of being your pastor for the day. And it is my prayer that you all are doing well for the glory of the Lord. One of the needs most people look to me for help is in their suffering. We all suffer in one way or another. Suffering is to be forced to endure something you don't want to undergo or experience, like the consequences of your own or someone else's sin, the sufferings of being persecuted because of your faith, or suffering the discipline of sanctification or the suffering of the Holy Spirit's conviction. The Bible teaches that the root cause of all suffering is from the realm of the nature of sin. After Adam and Eve sinned by yielding to the temptation of the devil, God chose suffering as their consequence for sinning. Ultimately, this suffering would lead to death in keeping with God's law that the wages of sin is death. We find that in Romans 6:23a. In Genesis 3:14 through 19, we see the origin of suffering. Because of the fall of Adam and Eve, the whole world became a realm of sin and corruption, a region in which sin became dominant over everything. All that God created and called good became corrupted. Our world has been broken ever since. We are all under a cover of corruption, and we all have a shroud of death hanging over us. Because of this truth, flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God. Illnesses and diseases, sweating of the brow over laboring to survive, personal injuries, all kinds of accidents, children born with disabilities, forest fires, earthquakes, and other natural disasters like storms, floods, tornadoes, and hurricanes all cause those affected suffering. Because of the realm of the sin nature, our world is broken. Even nature does not operate the way it did before the fall. This is why we need conservation, hospitals, doctors, first responders, fire and policemen, Red Cross, and so much more. I find it quite interesting that not much is mentioned about Adam and Eve before they sinned. But after they sinned, we see God fulfilling his law and exhibiting his grace by covering them with animal skins, thus revealing the first blood sacrifice for their atonement. Perhaps a reason that God allows suffering is so that we turn to him and find relief. Now let's listen to Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 5. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all live within the realm of the nature of sin. No one is exempt from the suffering this realm brings. However, God extends to us his hands of grace that brings with it salvation. When we look to him and walk with him by faith, somehow our suffering eases as his love upholds us as we wait to enter the realm of heaven, the very region where there is no more pain, crying, or death. In Isaiah 25, 7 through 9, it teaches us that the Lord will destroy the shroud of death that enfolds all peoples. He will swallow up death forever. The sheet of the pain of suffering that covers all nations will be removed. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. And it teaches us that the Lord has spoken. We must put our trust in him and the salvation he offers, because failure to do so destroys any hope we may have. Now let's listen to Revelation 21, verses 3 through 5. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There'll be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." And I'm quoting from the NIV. May we encourage you all to look to God and his word through your suffering. Learn about his grace and accept the salvation through prayer that he offers. Remember, by his wounds, he brings us healing from the suffering that is caused by the realm of the nature of sin. Won't you receive him today if you haven't already? I want to thank you for listening to the Mars Hill Network. I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church in Chittenango, your pastor for the day.